Touch, Not Sight. A G.I. Joe fanfic, written by Murphilly. Read by Black Glass. Snake Eyes starts to turn, to make her leave, but her hands slide along his shoulders in such an unsure manner, he has to pause, reevaluate the situation. When he does look, his impulse to push her away dies, because she has come to him in nothing but a towel, fresh from her shower, and holding a cloth in her hand. She is beautiful, all tight muscle under womanly curves, and such a temptation. Yet, "You won't let me see your face," she murmurs. "We both want this, though." She holds up the blindfold as she kneels in front of him. "Does it take me showing you how willing I am? How far I'd go?" He reaches up, two gloved fingers covering her lips, before he takes the blindfold. She doesn't need to see his face, because the way he reaches up, slow and careful, indicates the way he cherishes the offering she's made. He won't let her be repulsed by seeing the scarring, but he can fulfill her wishes, as well as his own. Once he's tied the blindfold in place, he stands, offering her a hand, and leads her to the low bed. His gentle tug pulls the towel free, and he feels how she trembles in anticipation when he helps her lie down. Discarding his uniform, even his mask, he joins her. She can't see him, but the weight of him on the bed is enough to warn her where he is, and then she's lost in the sensation of him. His lips work up along her body, tasting the faint traces of her shower on her skin. She moans, soft and low, listening to his breathing, feeling him move to be over her. She shifts, blindly, and one gentle hand slides along her leg, setting that one on his hip as he leans in to kiss her. She wants him so much, whimpering a little at how long it takes, but her ears catch the sound of a packet tearing as he braces up. He finishes sliding his condom on, and then moves closer to her. A small tight noise escapes her throat when he moves again, sliding deep inside her, proving to her just how much he wanted this, too. Nothing but the feel of him moving, and her own instincts, are there for her to hold on to, and she can feel her body falling into the waves of pleasure when his thumb finds her clit, stroking there as he sets their pace. She can't see him, and when she goes to reach for him, he tenses, so she fists her hands in the sheet, holding on, until she's crying out, and it doesn't matter that she can't see anything but the stars behind her eyelids. End of story. Thanks for listening.